And opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Christmas Eve and I am celebrating because I'm excited because Christmas is a time of celebration. It's a celebration and a time for cherishing your loved ones, family and friends. It's a time for junk anew. Today we have one of the big boys in studio. We have Cheese in studio today from the great group The Immortals. It's a big category group, but they do big things in that big category. You ever know when you have a nice pair of shoes, but your foot grows so big, your foot is too big for that shoes, but the shoes clock, so you can't just throw it away. You got to keep it, but you're squeezing your foot, but you know your foot big. Cheese is big thing. He's the chairman of the Immortals group. Give me the full name of the Immortals group, Cheese.
Well, we are the Immortals community and Junkanoo organization, and know carefully we are community first because we believe that the community is what we are. Most B groups actually come out of communities, and most of the A groups started out as community groups, but they have now drifted away. You find the Saxons all over Nassau, the Wally Boys all over. One time ago, they were just Mason's Edition and Centerville.
So that's what me, and this is, of course, Delvin Morse, who is called Cheese in the Junkanoo community, right? When you say community group, that means that your core membership is of which community?
It's based out of the Yellow Elder community. And, you know, Yellow Elder, and the funny thing, I started out in the Wally Boys, used to be a Wally, and Ashok was in Yellow Elder. And eventually noticed that every year we come to our shack, we missing one or two persons. And these guys were, you know, falling to the wayside pretty young. And so we decided that we will be more community-minded and reach out to the community and try to keep these young people active. You pass by a shack now, you'll think we run a nursery or daycare. We actually adopted the Yellow Elder Junior Primary and the F. Adley Junior High School. We took them to Junior Junkanoo last year with the little meager funds we had. And believe me, we have meager funds. We really don't have no money. We have no major sponsor.
You don't have the none. Models have no major sponsor?
None. We are basically self-sponsored. We are self-sponsored. We have about two or three good friends of the group who has been assisting us along the way, but we have no sponsor. And it's unfortunate that we are one of those groups. Believe me, we are powerhouse in the B division. There's no B division group that can match us costume-wise.
I see you're fringing.
Oh, yeah.
You're one of some of the best fringes in the country, actually.
Oh, we don't play, man. We are good. The names that we have in that group, you know, they will recognize us from the A division. But, you know, when you reach over that hill, man, you try to put back into the Junkanoo. And Junkanoo is, you know, we have a lot of Junkanoo funerals lately. Junkanoo is, we don't retire, we just fade away, man. Mm-hmm. And we are now, before we fade into the sunset, we are trying to assist our community, bringing up the young ones to carry on with this thing. And I just would like to make an appeal to corporate Bahamas, man. You know, pay attention to the B groups because we are the feeder system for the A groups. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you get money when you win.
And you'll do traditional work in terms of how you cut and fringe.
We
authentic work.
Still using shares. You know, we use the shares. We try to keep the culture alive. And the thing is that in order to win, you need to have a sponsor. And to get a sponsor, you need to win. So we're in that situation where we have run third for the last we are 5 years old, and we've never come above third. Mm-hmm. The mere fact that the two powerhouses in the division is Colors, which everyone knows, and Fancy Dances. Mm-hmm. Fancy Dances has, you know, Fox Foundation money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see their aspiring candidate for the constituency that they come out of their community, which is the Camp Road community, mm-hmm. just gave them 20,000 last week. Mm-hmm. 20,000, man, will shock the world. Mm-hmm. You know, but these guys come to Bay Street with over 100,000 or close to 200,000 in their war chest while we're working with about 20. Mm-hmm. But hard work and talent to us will outdo money every day.
Anything.
Wait till you see us tomorrow morning.
I see your shirt. And you have an Indian head on it. What is the theme for the Immortals this Boxing Day?
Well, our theme for Boxing Day is Native Americans.
Native Americans.
Yeah. You know, we talk a lot about immigration, and a lot of people talk about the illegal immigrants. So we just want to remind people that who the Native Americans were.
So you believe the Immortals can depict that? Incorporate and bring that concept out on Bay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, we can. And we give you a history lesson at the end of the day.
And a history lesson.
Oh, yeah.
It's something to come and enjoy and to learn.
Yes, you'll learn who Crazy Horse is, who Cochise was, who Geronimo. You know, you'll know these names and know the tribes. The Blackfoot, Navajo, Comanche, nice. Seminole. You'll know them all. At the end of this parade, you'll have a history lesson in American history, first America.
I see you call Seminoles. You know, I was one of those Black Seminoles. You know, I have family in that North Andres there. So I hope
Red
you
Biz.
Represent. Yeah, I hope you represent them well.
No, we definitely represent them well. We do our research well.
And make some black faces inside that, amongst that too.
Oh, definitely. You know, red skins, black skins, we all mix.
Just making sure. Just making sure.
But I just want to point something else with them. Mm-hmm. Despite the fact that we, like I said, I've never had a major sponsor. We always depict two different themes.
Mm-hmm. For New Year's Day
Boxing. Our New Year's theme is actually going to pay tribute to the Palmer's National Trust, which show our endangered species, the iguanas, all of our endangered species, flamingos, sharks, our rivals, which is funny. Fancy Dances, despite all the money they have and colors, Boxing Day, they're doing the wonders of God's mercy, something on the gods and his wonders of God. Mm-hmm. New Year's, they're doing the miracles of God.
Oh, similar.
Same costumes. Mm-hmm. It's colors, do. One morning they did going to the fish fry, New Year's, coming from the fish fry.
Ah.
Our next group doing Bay Street shopping, Boxing Day, New Year's, shopping over the hill. Mm-hmm. So despite the fact that they have more money than us, the creativity, the costume, what they bring to Bay Street, the ideas, like I said, talent and hard work will always beat money.
During this two-part interview, because I have another group coming on also to say how they celebrate in Boxing Day in particular, right? I want you to give some shout out to like the leaders or the different sections. Even though you're a B group, do you have different sections inside
yes.
your group?
Yes.
Just tell me the sections that you have.
Well, we have all sections like A groups. We're just a small size. And we have our front line, which consists of our off-the-shoulder dancers, our free dancers. And of course, you have your banner crew. And in fact, we have not lost a Boxing Day banner ever in the history of the Immortals.
You're known for your banner.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, one of your guys, Kermit, is our head banner guy.
Mm-hmm. Kermit from the big group.
Kermit from the Immortals. Yeah. Have not lost a banner on a Boxing Day morning. Mm-hmm. And so our banners, we have our prop crew. We have off-the-shoulder, step-downs. We have our choreograph section.
You have a choreograph section, too?
Oh, man, we have a very nice choreograph section. You're going to be impressed, man. Keep your eyes on the Immortals.
In terms of... I know you have a limited funding and you're always looking for sponsors. And you said that you basically self-fund your
yes.
group. Everybody paved their way
yep.
to go
Everyone
through.
Everyone just pitch in.
I spoke to another group and this other group said that they tend to import a lot of the fringes and whatever the costume trinkets is. How do you get your trinkets? Where do you purchase that from?
Well, we definitely purchase locally, which is a higher cost.
We don't
have the funding. Everyone have these funds from August. And most sponsors believe that Junkanoo happens in December. So even if someone say, listen, I'm going to give you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, they're going to bring it in December. Mm-hmm. By December, most of you order anything overseas in December, you're going to get in January. Mm-hmm. You know, because the whole shipping line is backed up. So we tend to pay more for stuff we want. I just found out coming here to the show that we have two little guys from the junior high school that don't have a drum. Mm-hmm. Now we have to go purchase drums locally. Mm-hmm. And that's going to cost us a lot of money. You're talking about purchasing drums today.
So where would you purchase drums? Well, especially last minute.
Well, you have a lot of guys who, like I said, it's keeping the culture alive. You have Spider. Hey, shout out to Spider. Big Spider is one of the best drum makers around. We have Rev. We have Barabbas. These guys make drums. Mm-hmm. If you import a tom-tom, you'll have to go to one of the music stores to purchase a tom-tom. That's the almost like a snare drum that you beat with your hands. So brass instruments.
I know brass is expensive.
You don't even think about it, man. So,
but how would you fund the brass? Because I mean, you're a small group, yep, and you're trying to grow. And remember, part of what you do as a community junction group is a feeder group. So that means you have to teach music from the ground up. But you now need equipment.
Yes. And the thing is that most of the kids we have from our feeder area, which is Yellow Elder Grove area, you know, hey, it just ain't there.
So, the money ain't there.
No, so we have to do the best we can. Those of us who have to help the ones that don't. And we have been doing this since inception. And grace of God, man, we making it, you know. And we will get to the mountaintop. Mm-hmm. And we'll get there faster than anyone believe. Hard work. Everyone's working hard, and you appreciate it more when you work for it.
So you have one major shack?
Yes.
Right? Where's your major shack located?
Our major shack is in... just off opposite the, not the softball field, the slow pitch softball field in Blue Hill Plains Fields. It's just when you pass the basketball court, mm-hmm, to your right. You wouldn't notice it. There's a warehouse to the right just across from the softball field.
Okay.
And that's our shop.
Okay. And if you need donations to make sure support, especially if you have a number of young people in your organization.
Right.
And I know that... I think it's Cuba Libre is now sponsoring Junction groups in terms of dropping off products, making sure that the people who are working have things to keep them going. Is Corporate Bahamas doing that for you, or are you receiving some of that trickle down type thing?
Well, the thing is that we did receive a few cases from Cuba Libre, but groups like ours, most of the kids are under 18.
The young group.
Can't drink.
Oh.
The ones, we have some ones who can, of course, who will, like Cuba Libre says, and shout out to them. They call it warming the shack. Mm-hmm. But we can't warm the shack with these young kids with that. Mm-hmm. So we tend that the senior citizens, we would be the ones who, in the night, pacing late. The kids, we have them during the day hours, but we have most of these kids back in the house by 7, 8 o'clock. So they're not there overnight. But we do, we'd be most grateful, because it costs us a lot of money to feed these kids every day. Believe me, we feed them every day.
You feed them too?
Yeah, man. We feed them. We buy the instruments. We buy the trinkets for the costumes. Feathering. Feathering is expensive.
Yeah, feathering is expensive.
You know, curse the guy who bought it into Junkanoo. But now, if you don't feather, you know what you could get. So now we have to compete.
If the listening public wants to, especially people who live in Yellow Elder community and now appreciating that you are helping the community, especially the youth, and they have $20. They have a restaurant or what do you call it, snacks that they can drop off. How do they contact you and say, well, come and get it?
Well, they can get me at 556-5509. But we have an account at Bank of the Bahamas. We do. We are an established group with a whole financial system. We have a treasurer, John Mills, and so we can make the arrangements. Just pass by the shack and we give you whatever you need. If you feel comfortable purchasing an item, you can just purchase the item. We don't even need to handle your cash. Mm-hmm. Some people have a problem parting with cash, especially if you're from Auckland.
Yeah, I understand. I see, again, talking about your shirt, right? Mm-hmm. Do you have paraphernalia for sale? I see a number of groups, they outsource their paraphernalia. The money don't come to the group.
No.
Someone does the design, and that money stays to whoever that person they get in the group.
Yeah.
How do you, or do you have merchandise for your...
Believe it or not, we don't sell nothing.
But how
we
you
give
get shirts?
All of our groups, even all the group members, all the kids, their shirts, they receive them free of charge. We pay for it. We have, fortunately for us, Ronaldo Roxbury, shout out to him, though, is a member of their models, and he owns Roxy T's printing. Mm-hmm. So we get a sizable discount from Rocks. But we every member of our group receive a shirt.
Yeah, and once you participate,
everyone, no matter what you do, if you're in the shack, you assist in the shack and don't make it to Bay Street, that's all right. Everyone gets a shirt. And the funny thing about A and B groups is that the seed money for A group is double the B. Mm-hmm. But the difference between an A group and a B group could be one person. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because B groups are 50 to 200 persons, and A groups start at 201. So a large B group like ourselves, like Fancy Dance of Colors, who could have up to 200 persons, if we had one more, we'll be an A group. But yes, still, the funding don't come to us. So we have to now finance all this for we are bigger than some A groups.
You're
I'm going to call no one name, but we're bigger than a few.
But yes, I can understand. I can see you have me laughing now. You see, bigger. In terms of your theme, how did you come up with your theme for this year's Boxing Day?
Believe it or not, Junkanoo starts in February. Mm-hmm. You have, first of all, you have a meeting, have all the heads come in, and everyone would bring a proposed theme. Now, when you bring a theme in, you have to bring showing the whole group how it's going to look, what the lead costume should be, what the choreograph section looks like, what your music should be, your back line, off the shoulder. You bring the whole concept of what we are going to bring for this parade. And we sit, design committee look at them, and they take a vote, and the two that we decide that we'll go with, that's it. Then it's passed on to the research committee, who will now go in-depth, do research, and once we have it, it goes on to the building committee, who now put the concepts, put together the buildings of these costumes, the drawings, and then now build the costumes. When that's finished, it's assembly line. The builders don't paste. They build. Then it goes on to the paster. At the end of the day, when the paste is finished, then we have to bring in the carver, who carved the figures and the heads. And then we usually end with the airbrush guy comes in and now make it look like, now it looks like Nui. And then we bring in the decorators at the end, who will put the gray in the bed and put all that stuff in. So it's a whole assembly line. Junkanoo starts in February.
I know we're kind of running out of time, and I'm making sure I ask you all of the pertinent questions before you go, right?
Okay.
But you raise a point I haven't asked anyone yet. That Junkanoo now have the styrofoam faces.
Yes.
Which needs to be airbrushed.
Yes.
And is that something that Junkanoo Group source outside to somebody else? Or is that something that is done inside, internally?
Well, you're lucky if you have someone who can do it internally. Most groups outsource. Mm-hmm. We have some persons who are just very good at it. It's a business mm-hmm. to them. And most groups go to these guys.
How long that process takes? Like you said, well, I have a face what I need. When do you put it in, and how long before they bring it to you?
Well, it depends on how much work the guy get. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're smart, you would find a guy who is new in the market, invest into him, try to get him into your group so your stuff will get done. At this stage, we have this running joke that one of the major groups actually kidnapped the fella and had him locked down in their shack for 3-4 days. They wouldn't let him out.
He ain't doing no work for nobody else.
No, they ain't letting him out until their work finished.
Oh, gosh. Yes, I understand. Before you go, Mr. Morris, I want you to make your own appeal now to the listening audience, especially corporate Bahamas, right? And then give them information on how to get in contact with you, the group in general. And then also give some information about how to join the Immortal, especially if you live in that Yellow Elder type area. So last word is yours.
Okay, well, first of all, my appeal to corporate Bahamas is just not only for the Immortals, but for any B group out there that is community-minded and basically making a difference in their community. You know, we have a motto in our group is that, the young man we keep in the shack today, we keep him out of your house tomorrow. In terms that we are trying to develop these kids and give them a sense of not only a sense of culture and pride, but something that they'll be around for years to come and that they could pass on to the next generation in order for us to keep this alive. But Corporate Bahamas, like I said, not only the Immortals, but any big group that's in your community, please reach out for us. You can get me, Delvin Morris, 556-5509, or you can get Kermit. Anyone, please, you get me, I'll pass you on to the treasurer. I learned a long time ago from my mentor, Vincent Gus Cooper, leaders don't put their names on the checkbook and don't sign on the bank account.
Who learned that from
that from the best. You don't do that, because you lead and you on the bank account?
Yeah.
believe me, anything you purchase, someone in the group will say, you're spending our money.
Yeah.
So you may get in contact with me and I will put you in contact with the treasurer. Or just pass by the shack. Like I said, it's just across from the Slopage softball field.
That's Mr. Morse. Cheese. They call him in the junk new world. Cheese. And I appreciate you making time to come out. I know that you're busy. Last minute tricking for the junk new costume. I wish you good luck on Bay. I expect you to dethrone the colors.
No doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
It's a matter of time.
No doubt.
And this, I think this is the year.
Oh, yeah. There talent and hard work will beat money every day.
That's the Immortals Community Junk new group. Right there in Yellow Elder. I do need some corporate sponsors there. Contact Cheese in terms of how we can help and empower our youth there. It's a feeder ground. They teach them discipline. All the traditional ways on how to do Junkanoo, why and wherefore, that is what is being done at the Immortals Junkanoo, Community Junkanoo Group. This is Guardian Radio AM. When we come back, we have more Junkanoo. We'll be right back.
Roll with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas. There is a phrase in Junkanoo that says, hawk up yourself. And I'm looking, what you mean, hawk up yourself? I'm not sure if people realize that I played a particular set of music when I was transitioning.
Still flying high!
No, man, we got to play that, Kermit. I appreciate it. Don't stop it. Let's see who this is. Hawk up yourself.
That ground from the heart of the bay, we built that sound bigger than bay. Yeah, the vision is wide, community strong. We move with pride, the rhythm of the people, the beat of the street. Every heart that drum, every dancing feet. Genesis Junkanoo, the name still ring. We rising again and again and again. Sean Adderley had the dream.
We can stop right there. vegan.
Oh, man.
Stuff
I was
right
just getting
there.
In the groove.
I see you getting in the groove. This is Angelique McKay who's there. Junkanoo Queen.
Goddess.
She get improved. Junkanoo
Goddess.
She transitioned, had a transfiguration, and she's a goddess now. A
little while now.
Okay. And I'm glad that you are here because when we're talking about immortality, they are a community based group. In your name, Genesis, you too say you're a community based Junkanoo group. And I want you to explain that before we move any other to go on at all. What do you mean Genesis is a community Junkanoo group? What does that mean?
Genesis is I'm a Genesis She-Hawk, by the way. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And we are a community-based organization in that we do a lot of community service projects. We also have a Teen Hawk program where we have serious mentorship going on within our organization from children. We have We Hawks, Teen Hawks, Mom Hawks, Bell Hawks, She Hawks, Bass Hawks. We just have a lot of hawks, mm-hmm. right? We believe in what it is that we do in this organization by teaching the next generation, by giving back to our communities, because our communities would have poured into us. So we are a family-based and family-oriented organization, and we use Junkanoo as our main tool to get into the community.
Now, I've been asking everyone, where is your main shack? The shack that everyone gather, where the most of the costume is done. I want to understand this Genesis group organization. So go
ahead. Our main shack is called The Compound.
The Compound.
And it's two corners west of Kemp Road.
So you're in the middle of the inner city.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you say community, you are helping the inner city.
We would do different things in those communities. We also had different projects and programs that extend beyond that community to the wider Bahamian community. Our recent one was our mental health awareness program and our fun run walk. And we used that to bring awareness to mental health, to be able to let the wider public also understand how therapeutic the arts of Junkanoo is to so many of us in the Junkanoo community. And to bring more awareness to that ailment and issue that seems to be just rampant these days throughout our various communities. So to sensitize people to certain things, that's one of the things that we do as well.
Junkanoo groups tend not to do these things.
Well, we do it. That's one of the things that we were birthed on. So our founders had the vision to see beyond doing what it is that just takes place on Bay Street, to take us into the community and to really pour into it. A lot of the members of our organization, the first time they rushed was with Genesis, and we embrace them. We're 10 years old. We're double digits now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're double digits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we believe strongly in it. And one of the things with our founders and our original members, we were poured into from various Junkanoo organizations as well. So we felt like that was the biggest thing for our foundation as an organization.
We were talking about sponsors and lack thereof and on the earlier show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is Genesis sponsors?
We have a sponsor now. We've been riding solo for a while as well.
Oh, okay.
Jenny and Henny. Hennessy is sponsoring us
nice.
This year. So that's a good... That's a good partner for us to have on board. You see how that rhymes? Mm-hmm. Henny and Jenny.
Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
And you all need to have a costume just named Jenny Henny.
So that won't fit with the theme this year. But
we can work on that.
We can make it work.
What is your theme this year?
Our theme for Boxing Day is the Book of Wisdom.
That's a broad theme. What do you mean
that's
the book?
A solid
theme. Give me some hints of what kind of costumes.
Proverbs.
Okay.
Proverbs and sayings. So you will get to see sayings that were handed down from our ancestors displayed prominently on Bay Street.
And interpreted on Bay Street.
Our interpretation, some of the interpretations will appear to be literal and some not so literal. Some will be abstract. And do not ask me to give you all because
the element
of surprise will be on Bay Street. I know we've issued a few flyers to give you a little inside look at some of the costuming. But you have to be able to come on Bay Street to witness that book of wisdom being opened and all of the things being taught.
does Genesis plan to dethrone Saxon's this Boxing Day?
Yeah. You have to go with blood in your eye to dethrone whoever the champion is. That's the only group that we see.
Yeah, and you're just going after them to move them out of the
ring. Everybody going after Saxons because they are in, they're on the throne.
And we got to move them over that record.
This wartime now.
This wartime. Okay. You need to see her. She's in the studio with this big hatchet, right?
It's a tomahawk because I'm a She-Hawk. Uh-huh.
So it's not a hatchet?
Tomahawk.
I think off East
off
Street,
with your head.
We call it
off,
hatchet.
That's what this name, though.
No, that's the tomahawk.
In my hand, the She-Hawk hand, that's what this is.
That's a hatchet. Okay, I understand. How did you come up with your theme? I want to know, what's the process?
Well, the process is not complicated. We have persons in the organization who would sit around a table as a part of the design team. Mm-hmm. But members of the organization also have an opportunity to contribute to what they think a good theme would be. Mm-hmm. So they would share their ideas with a member of the design team. Mm-hmm. And they would have to map it out from the banner to the back line. Mm-hmm. And then the design team votes on the various proposed themes mm-hmm. for the year. And the best theme wins. So you have to be able to produce quite a number of costumes to depict whatever theme it is that you want. Say, for instance, we're going to use this Book of Wisdom that we had. So persons, whoever presented this theme, had to come up with quite a number of sayings and kind of visually represent that around the table mm-hmm. with the design team in order for this to have won for Boxing Day.
I like cadence and that song that you chant while you go to war on Bay Street, right? Mm-hmm. Who comes up with the various phrases and songs?
Well, different members come up with different things that seem catchy, mm-hmm. you know, like one of the things we say is all about Jenny and we don't care. It's all about Jenny.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that one means we don't care what the other group's doing because mm-hmm. it's all about us.
It's all about
we
you.
Focus on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the other one, hawk up yourself.
Hawk up yourself.
Because we hawks.
Yeah.
We hawking up ourselves, getting ready for Bay Street, you know. So when you hear that chant, it's our war cry for us to assemble. So when we're in the road to someone walking it down in the front line, say, who are we? The War Hawks. Who are we? The War Hawks. Yeah? So we get ourselves in a frenzy.
Like right up.
And time to go to war. Mm. You know?
So what does hawk up yourself mean?
We're hawks.
So no, but what does it mean?
We're bigging up ourselves.
You're bigging up
yourself. Bigging up ourselves.
You're getting your feathers ready.
We're lodging up ourselves. We're getting ready for Bay Street. Mm. We want you to see us. So we sitting here as a hawk, and then we hawk up ourselves.
Mm. Huh? Preparing for
That's it. Time to go to Bay. Mm-hmm. Time to go to Bay.
In terms of the dancers, the choreographers,
mm-hmm.
right? I want you to give a shout out to whoever in charge of that section.
Mm-hmm.
And where do they practice? I don't want to say the secret.
I'm telling you.
But just where do they practice?
Because they practice where they practice at their practice site.
And the reason why I ask that, right? I see the dance what they do at the various practices,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to Junkanoo on the 26th, 25th, 26th, it'll be a different dance.
Yeah, because you got to get some. You got to see certain things you only can see on Bay.
But we always be practicing.
At the practice site.
At the practice site.
At the practice site.
The secret site.
So we have our frontline dancers. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. The Pulse Pies, that's the choreograph section they named Pulse Pies. So you will hear them chant. Feel the pulse.
Mm-hmm.
Can't have a heartbeat without a pulse.
Mm-hmm.
So they're telling you they're the heartbeat of the group. We have our bass hawks, those drummers. Oh, my Lord. We have our bell hawks that train. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just the hawk's nest is about to be open, and you're going to be mesmerized. I'm willing to say what my costume is right now.
What's your costume?
My costume is time longer than rope.
Time is longer than rope.
That's one of the sayings that were handed down from the ancestors, and we know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
That's similar to every rope I've had.
Mm-hmm. Ain't long now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know, so we are ready. The energy in the shack is live. I left the shack after two last night. The energy they asked me where I go, and I was like, I got to know my diet, you know? And it's like, the closer it gets to Bay Street performance time, the thicker the energy is in the atmosphere, you know? And you're in that shock with everybody working towards one common goal, is to get your group to Bay Street, to bring that vision to life, what you've been working on throughout the year.
Women in junk canoe. Let's talk a little bit about that, right? We're now seeing women as chairmen of a junk canoe, a major junk canoe group. I didn't even know that was impossible. We see that women are taking leadership roles in terms of the direction of the groups, the themes of the groups, right? And once upon a time, they would have said that no, this is unbecoming a woman. You're yucking up yourself too much. You're too much passionate. You're loud in terms of you're cheering, right? You're too excited. You know, you turn up your legs too much, right? Future-wise, in terms of, is there space for women in junk canoe?
It's space for women everywhere. And we've seen a shift globally in everything. So junk canoe wouldn't remain stagnant and not follow in the same way. Women are more visible, more vocal in junk canoe as well. Women have always been in junk canoe, but in the background. And they're now moving to the fore. And one of the things I could say with our group, with Genesis, they embrace women in leadership roles as well in the organization. And it's not a gender-based thing. We understand as an organization, the best person will be responsible for whatever it is that needs to be done. It's what you bring to the table, not your gender. It's not gender-specific roles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I promise not to talk politics.
Don't do it then.
No, I still got to ask questions.
Okay.
Let
me see what I can do.
And you capable of answering anything. You don't.
Let me see what I can do.
You talk up yourself.
Every day. You, as a She-Hulk,
you're
one of them
that, oh, he ain't scared of nothing.
Never.
Right? The Genesis Junction Group has taken a stand a couple times. See, I ain't being specific.
We are the Warhawks of change.
Right? And Warhawks of change. Why is that so important for the organization to say, we ain't going with the group or with y'all? We stand it up on our own beliefs in terms of what we believe is good for us and our community. Why is that so important for your organization?
Remember when I opened, I said what our foundation was and the mentoring process. We want the children and the next generation, our teen hawks and our wee hawks, to understand that you must stand for what is right. You must stand for what it is that you believe in. We are the war hawks of change, not the war hawks of mediocrity, the war hawks of compliance or whatever else it is. You know, we believe in being able to stand to improve whatever it is that we see and correct whatever we see that is wrong within reason. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We are the Warhawks of change.
So Genesis is seeing a proliferation of membership. The group is growing exponentially. Every time you come out, it's a bigger group. Why are people attracted to Genesis Warhawks?
Again, I would have said that we're family-oriented, right? We're not a huge group. We don't have too many legacy members. And we make people feel at home because we genuinely love our group and we genuinely love the creative arts of junk canoe. So we find ourselves pouring into people who would have just come. Remember, I would have also said that many of our members started junk canoe in Genesis 10 years ago, right? And over the years, the love for Genesis is just growing and growing and growing. I hawk up myself every day, every day. So I can't wait for Gammy to play that song again. In case he was thinking that don't play it, I just let him know.
I see you throwing hints.
I just say it.
I see you throwing
hints. I just say it because that song speaks to everything that we would have been through, the sacrifices that we would have made over the past 10 years to get to where we are right now. The founders, the members, the sacrifices that individuals make, putting your hand in your pocket because the group needs something and a sponsorship has not kicked in as yet, but because you believe in the vision of the founders of the organization, you go the extra mile.
For a while, in the early years, you mentioned 10 years you've been around, right, and growing from strength to strength. For a while, just like the Immortals Community Junction Group, you had no sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you still make it to Bay and you still challenge for the leadership. And at times, people would have said that you, Genesis Warhawks, was the best group on Bay before you had the sponsor. Now you are at that pinnacle now where people rate you, where you could win any day on Boxing Day. You blink and say Genesis is definitely the best group. How important is having a sponsor?
Sponsorship is very important because money makes the world go round. And if you don't have money, you can't buy the materials that are needed, right? Which is why fundraising for organizations is another important component and element of your group.
Let's talk about fundraising. Like, and that's a different way of making mm-hmm. money, because most of the big groups, I don't see them doing fundraisers. They just get the donation from the various organizations.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, people want winners, and if a name brand has been around longer, it's a safer bet for a sponsor than someone that is newer. So we come up with different ways to generate revenue for the group, to assist with getting supplies. We've had happy hours. We raise funds at our practices. You know, we've had different events. We had our fun run walk, which is coming again. You know, so we're trying to help ourselves in addition to having sponsors come on board, because our Teen Hawks need instruments from the different areas that they're in. You know, they don't have a job, so they can't purchase it. So there are different things that are needed. So sponsorship is something that's important to groups.
Cheese mentioned instruments. And trying to obtain instruments for the young people inside the group. You too come here and mention that you're trying to make sure that all of the young people in the organization mm-hmm. has access to instruments, right? I want to know, where do you purchase the majority of your tricks, right? And the rods and stuff like that, because the big groups say they import it, right? And then for the smaller things, they'll go to the local stores here. But you being a smaller organization where every dollar counts, where you would have to go and be inventive in terms of how do you get your money?
We purchase locally. So we give into the community, and we recycle a lot of our rods. Mm. So, which is something a lot of the other groups do as well. Mm-hmm. So we have to be creative with what it is that we do. And then a lot of the supplies, which is the decorations and stuff like that, our members individually do that. And it's important mm-hmm. Because it's more cost effective when they purchase in bulk. I'll use our Pulse Pies as an example. So they buy everything in bulk and then they disseminate it individually, so they get it brought in. So they're able to save funds by collectively purchasing things as a group and bringing it in, as opposed to purchasing it locally.
So each area may purchase things as a bulk mm-hmm. and then share it amongst that particular area
yes.
within the group.
Hawking up they self.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you might be aware of this because of where you stand. How much on average for a Junction Group Genesis size? I'm not talking about the Saxons and the Valley who have 500, 700, almost 1,000 strong. And some people say, no, it can't be 1,000 members in a Junction Group. But I've seen and watched Saxons go by, and you say, man, how big is this group, man? The music didn't finish, and there's about 100 people in the back dancing to air, right? For a group your size, Genesis Warhawks, how much is it to get to
I have no idea.
No guesses?
I stay in my lane. Mm. I have no idea.
Is it more than 10,000?
Money discussions make me itch. It's way more than $10,000. $10,000 is no money for Junction.
More than 20,000?
Yeah.
More than 50,000?
I guess. I have no idea. Like, I would be able to say what I would spend on a costume, or what I see other frontline dancers spend on costumes, mm-hmm. you know. My face could go cost up to $200
just
each
for makeup?
Morning. Yeah.
$200
yeah.
to wear for one day?
Yeah. Yeah. So individual investments, $10,000 is no money to spend on Jankanoo.
Let me pull back.
Before we even start with our costumes, we have undergarments that we have to get. That goes underneath the costume that has to be in line with what your costume looks like, whether you see it or not.
You need to go in detail because that's going to go back to the choreographer dances, because I know their costume's separate.
I'm a frontline dancer, so I can speak on that. So whatever my shoulder piece is, I have something that goes on underneath the shoulder piece that has to be able to blend in.
A bodysuit type thing?
Sometimes it calls for a bodysuit. Sometimes it doesn't. It calls for something else. I'll go, for instance, when we did the food theme. My costume was Bakehouse and Mother Freeze. So my undergarments is a pants and a top with melted ice cream. So that's a different. So I have to get a seamstress to make that, and then I embellish it to resemble melting ice cream. So that's a different cost.
Tell me something that cost. Just that undergarment part.
For that particular one, I think that might have been $150 for that one, right? And then your face. My face was melting ice cream as well, so that I could blend in and everything like that. Then you have to do your shoes. Your shoes have to match whatever your undergarments are. Some people spend way more money than me, and their costumes are larger. So I want the general public to understand and appreciate not only the sacrifice with man hours that we invest into the production and preparation of our costume, the financial sacrifices we make because it's something that we love. And we often hear people saying, "Whoa, why y'all spend all that money on Jankanoo?" I don't hear people saying that about the avid gardener who's spending money on plants, or the person who needs this book, that book, the other. This is what we love, and this is what we sacrifice for, you know. So don't try to belittle us, because this is what we pour our hearts and souls into, you know. And Warhawk's ready.
I understand.
Let's not forget that.
So let's talk about tricks. And so the listening audience could be familiar with some of these names, like there's feathers. What type of feathers are they?
Ngori, chicken, hackle, peacock, pheasant. It's so many different ones. And then you have some that have two tones, three tones, some with a little tip on the end of the pheasant. And feathers are very expensive. But a lot of costumes, the design calls for feathers when they create the designs for the costumes. So you have mirrors, you have stones, you have sequins, you have ribbons that have sequins on it, you have stones, different type stones with different cuts and patterns. And the more elaborate the stone, the more expensive it is. You have some that are small, some are large. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
You're wearing a Genesis shirt now. And I want to know, how
you
does that come
bottom?
About? She's modeling now. I see. It's nice.
What does it say here?
Well, in the air side, you got to tell me.
The Warhawks have changed.
Well, I just see the big words Genesis on it.
You know
what's in the air side.
That's it. That's important.
No problem. I was critiquing the other persons who I had on the show in terms of who owns the rights for the shirts. And apparently these are sub-sourced or outsourced and not necessarily owned. The shirts are not owned by
these are the products. These are the products of Genesis. So if you have, let's just say CA Nuri Printing Company, you would get permission from Genesis to be able to produce the shirts for Genesis. You can't make Genesis shirts and sell Genesis. So our logos are copywritten and trademarked. We have a legal team. Shout out to Miss King.
Mine is 12 o'clock. I want you to do a couple of shout outs before you go.
Shout out to the front line. Shout out to the steering team of Genesis. Shout out to the Pulse Pies. Shout out to all of the Warhawks, our Teen Hawks, our Mom Hawks, our Wee Hawks, our Bass Hawks, our Bell Hawks, our She Hawks. Just hawk up yourself.
And what time y'all coming out on Boxing Day?
We coming out number 7.
Number 7. So I can come late. And then be
and
just
see the greatest show on earth.
See the splendor.
See and come and see the Book of Wisdom.
There you go. That has been Genesis Warhawks. They telling you, hawk up yourself.
Or.
Thank you very much, that's Miss.
My pleasure.
Jungle Goddess.
There you go. Pie.
Yes, Angelique McKay. Thanks very much.
So when they hit that line, they carry the name. We bigger than Bay, we global strong. Every beat in our chest, every spirit belong. Community power, that's our way. Together we march, every drunk and no day. Strong from now till the end.
Genesis, so we rise again. 10 years strong through joy and pain. We keep the rhythm alive. We beat that call. We shine so bright. We stand so tall. Genesis forever will reign.
Oh, Genesis on fire.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.